I was lolling in bed one Sunday morning, listening to the radio and trying not to open my eyes or get up, when I heard Abby Lincoln singing Up Jumped Spring. That's all it took. Within minutes, I was sitting in my backyard with a cup of coffee and the papers. This is what I look forward to all year. This is why I spent every penny and every free minute working in my garden, so I can have spring mornings like this. The rest of the year, I roar through life in high gear, barely hanging on to the earth as it hurtles and tilts and spins through space, but suddenly, up jumps spring. The first section I read in the local paper is the obituaries. All too often, there's somebody I know, and that obit comes like a little starburst of pain. Oh, he was so funny. Or, I'm glad she had a good life. Strange word, obituary. From a Latin root, variously translated as death, departure, going to meet, or to fall. But since the 1700s, obituary has meant a notice of death. Not that you would know it from the paid obituaries written by the deceased families or loved ones, especially the religious among us, who search for comforting euphemisms such as gone to his heavenly father, or has been called home, sleeping in the bosom of Jesus, or now wears angel wings. Now, this is comical to me as an Episcopalian because I'm accustomed to the unsentimental realism of the funeral service in the Book of Common Prayer. It has the poetic but blunt sentence, "In the midst of life, we are in death." Although I saw a question about that on the internet that was unintentionally but riotously funny. A woman asked, "What does that phrase mean? In the midst of life, we are in debt." Not debt, Rosanna, Rosanna, Dana. Death. Still, the word death is being edged farther and farther away from our mainstream vocabulary. Even some newspapers that were once the standard bearers of good English usage now substitute the word past for death. Past is a word I associate with a kid named Rollo I went to school with. Rollo was always in danger of being held back a grade, and we all liked Rollo, so every year at the end of the school term, we'd ask one another anxiously, "Did Rollo pass?" I'm not the first to notice that as people fall away from organized religion with its ceremonies, we so crave ceremony that we invent new ones. We build makeshift shrines at the site of automobile crashes. We pile flowers and mementos at the location of tragedies. And we rewrite funeral services, or cobble together new ones with a personal twist. An Anglican priest in England lamented publicly recently how today's bereaved reject the traditional hymns. He said the songs they request most frequently are "I Did It My Way," or, even more curious, "Nobody Does It Better." And so, in the midst of life is death. And even in the midst of spring comes calamity. My cat Jessie caught a cold. Sneezing, eyes running, stuffy nose. I apologize up front for sounding sexist, but I must report that he took it like a man, which means he went to bed for 3 days, slept on a pillow, and I fetched him his meals on a tray. All is well now. The cat is healthy. Only strangers listed in the obituary column today. And as a cherry on a Sunday, I have a new pair of yellow shoes. That's what life is like when up jumps spring.